every time, you know, and they've been supporting us. So we love these guys. Yes. Love you.
Yes. Studios.
Yeah. And also, today it's a different voice. It's me, Nitin. Last time it was Koo and Lynn. Today it's me, and we have Lynn here
yes,
as well.
I'm back.
And behind the scenes, we have Koo and Eric. Yeah, they are watching us like hawks and making sure we don't make any fatal mistakes. So we'll count on them for that. But today in the studio, we have a very lovely guest, Kat Gabriel. And she's the CEO and co-founder of 2050 Work that works towards bringing more people of color into work and jobs in creative and technology.
Yay!
Yay! Yeah.
So big hand.
Welcome, applauding
well.
Myself. Great work, Kat.
Yeah. Absolutely.
So, yeah. And today, our topic of the day is diversity, inclusivity, and the future of work. So we'll get to that very soon with Kat. But Kat, we want to take you through a very hyper island thing that we do, which is called the check-in.
Okay, I'm nervous.
Yeah? No.
Don't
this
be.
Is the opposite. This is our opposite of nervousness thing, which is basically it's a question that helps us kind of, settle in. And get more in touch with kind of ourselves before we calms us down. So Lynn, you want to take us through the question?
Yeah, I can read it out. Okay, so the check-in question for today is, what happened yesterday or today that affected you?
Karma.
Karma's always there.
So a couple weeks ago, I found these gloves, these beautiful black leather gloves that this old, nice woman left at a restaurant. And like, since I found them, I haven't stopped wearing them even indoors because I'm just so happy to have them. And today I realized that I ripped a finger off of one of the gloves.
Oh no.
I should have left the gloves.
The cursed.
Yeah. I'm cursed. Oh, that woman is probably so happy right now.
But I think you're going to do a plus on your karma today by talking to us.
Yes.
Totally.
So I think you're. This is going to be
good karma points. Yeah. I'm all for it.
Good.
What about you, Lynn?
I don't know, but I always end up going back to this. Hanging out with the HyperTalks crew gives me such energy. So meeting you guys today before this episode, and I said I needed to laugh, and you made me laugh all the way here. It affects me. So thank you.
Yeah. My pleasure. Our pleasure.
Yes, of course. And you, Nitin?
Me. What happened yesterday or today that affected me? Actually, yesterday was a great day because I got to work with a new team at Hyper, and a new project's kicked off, and just getting to know them was it's very unique because I felt an instant connection with everyone in the team, the way we were kind of talking about the subject that we're dealing with. Ideas were bouncing off each other, and people finishing each other's kind of thoughts. So that was a very interesting
feeling. Oh, that's so nice. Yeah. You guys had very hyper answers.
Yeah. We're in the bubble.
My answer was, I found some gloves. My finger's gone.
We'll bring you into the bubble.
Okay.
Yeah. But yeah, now I feel more relaxed.
Yeah, same. This is right nice. Now.
Cool. But yeah, now on to Kat and some quick questions that we have for you to kind of get our listeners also to get to know who you are. And you've worked for years in the creative industry. So I wanted to ask you, how did you start out in the creative industry? About your journey?
I started out working, I was the general manager at this co-working space in Brooklyn. I saw a job I was doing like unschooling. So I had taken a UX design course at NYU as a continued education course because I was really interested in design. I also went online and found a bunch of really offhand courses on how to use Illustrator and how to use Adobe InDesign and things like that. Because I realized that those are the tools I will need if I ever want to become a digital designer. And while I was the general manager at the co-working space, I saw online that this cool brand identity agency was looking for a studio manager. So that was really my introduction to getting into the field. I came in as a studio manager. And then from there, I moved on to working as an HR manager and a business manager at various agencies in New York.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
And what was it that, brought you closer towards beginning...